Well, hello. My name is Josie. I had the pleasure of working with Henry Wetmore, also known as Hank, or as you heard, if you're Mike, moron. I would never call him that. He's very smart, and well, it was a lot of fun actually just hanging out with you. Are you sitting over there against the wall? Okay. So my song definitely reflects my time with Henry yesterday. We did talk about his time in the service, but we also talked about how that is not the majority of his life, though it's something that he carries with him every day. When we first sat down, he told me that he worked in the morgue, which I can't imagine how heavy that load is, but I'll tell you what, he said that he was like meant to be there, you know, and it was his honor to be there for those boys and their transition. So thank you, Hank, for all that you've done for them. And he started off jumping out of planes, hurt his back, and then he got into the motor pool and then wound up in the morgue. And they said you could go. You don't have to do this, but he said, no, I'm doing this, you know. He's an extremely hard worker. We talked a lot about how, you know, no matter how old he gets, if he's got working parts, he's going to use them, you know. And he mostly talked about his hobbies and the ways he likes to spend his time today and his family. He builds cars, racing cars, dragsters, and spends a lot of time with his grandson, Noah. That's his world. And music has always been a huge part of his life. And as I'm sure many of you guys can relate, whenever a song comes on, it takes you back to where you were at that time. And one of the first artists that he mentioned when we sat down was Sam Cooke. And so, and he mentioned that he just loved the oldies in general. He just loves them. So I tried to write a song that captured our time together yesterday and Hank's life in general. And it's called Live to See 100.